You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Here's a gentleman that we have not had the pleasure of showcasing on this show. I'm looking forward to getting to know him and his company.
Well, you know, it's always my goal to get new people on the show, and I had the pleasure of meeting him on Legislative Day in Washington, D.C.
Very cool. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Bradley Hall. He is the president of Hall Design Build. Bradley, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're busy, so grateful for you to swing by and join us. Before we get into a conversation around everything happening with Hall Design Build, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
My name is Bradley Hall. Glad to be here. And I am president of Hall Design Build. Got a beautiful wife, Amanda. Three sons, Evan, Andrew, and Luke. Grew up in Gwinnett County. Went on to Brookwood High School and moved from there. Went to the Citadel, played football there. Graduated from the Citadel. Got into the industry, worked with a brother-in-law building custom homes, and started my company in 08. We live in Smyrna, Georgia, and
it sounds good. I think we've met the one native Gwinnetian.
He's a native Gwinnetian, and now he lives in Smyrna. Well, and you started your building company in 2008, so
good
I have
timing.
To ask, what on earth were you thinking to start in 2008? And tell us a little bit more also about Hall Design Build.
So, as I mentioned, I worked with a brother-in-law, and he had upwards of $10 million of real estate he was holding at the time. We finished a big custom home build. I went to him and said, you know, I know you can't continue to employ me. The outlook doesn't look all that great. He kind of agreed, said, thanks for coming to me. And we split ways. That's when I started my company. And we do both custom homes and mid to major renovations. We're a design build company. It's kind of the niche that we have taken. We can't serve anybody and everyone, but you know, if we do have a niche, and that's the design build client that you know, we specialize in.
So I know you do the building portion, or at least you started your career in building. Who does the design?
So we have a on-staff interior designer that work with chief architect and with the design software. Can pretty neat software. You can do lots of different things with it that is outside of my expertise. So, you know, I can hand sketch something and give it to someone, but you know, they in the design department, they make it look beautiful and, you know, help sell to the client and explain, you know, I'm more of an X's and O's guys, X's and O's guy. And they take them through the design selection process. You know, I'm also a part of that. I'm very hands-on and take it, but the design department kind of handles all that.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So do you build all over town, or are there specific areas that you focus on? Tell us about that.
So our office is in Vinings. So we try to stay within a 25-minute, 30-minute radius of that. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be 2 miles or it could be 10 miles, depends on which day you're driving. But 99% of our work of the remodeling, from a remodeling standpoint, we do mid to major renovations. So from a remodeling standpoint, most of our jobs are Smyrna, Vinings, Buckhead, a little bit in East Cobb. The new construction work could stretch as far. We're doing one in Brookhaven, but most of them are in that Smyrna, Vinings, Buckhead area.
So you've mentioned a couple of times now mid to major remodeling. Tell our audience exactly what that means. That would entail what, a kitchen or a bathroom or?
So kitchens, baths, really anything from a master bath on up to an addition.
Okay.
You know, if you were to come to say, hey, I want to replace one window, I'd probably refer you to someone else.
Got it. So walk us through the stages of that process. So someone comes to you and they say, I just need a whole new kitchen. I'm tired of this old thing. What's your process in terms of sitting down with them and beginning that work where you start scratching those X's and O's?
So there's a sales process to it, and we have to qualify the lead. You have to close the lead once they decide where the contractor they want to move forward with. And we have a 3-phase design process. Phase one, the designer will go out to the site, do an as-built plan, take measurements, talk with a client, get kind of a feel for which direction they want to go. They'll take a do an as-built plan, then a proposed plan. Once those are in the computer, the client will come to our office. We'll kind of sit down and show them, you know, this is what it looks like now. This is concept A, what we kind of talked about on site. Here's another concept that we came up with, and we'll sit down with them in our office and we'll kind of go through those, and we'll come out of that phase one with a floor plan. Then we move to phase two. Phase two is where we get into the details, pick the appliances, pick the windows. The project manager will go on site to meet the engineer to, you know, if a wall has to come down, figure out what kind of footings, what kind of beams need to go in place, get all the selections done in phase two so that we can, at the end of the phase two, you know, we'll kind of compile everything and go from, hey, our budget is between 100 and 150,000 to, hey, we're, you know, we've got, you know, with this window package, with this appliance package, this tile you selected, we're at 150 to 160,000. And then at the end of phase two, we start phase three, which is kind of dialing that in. You know, maybe their budget is 140,000. So we kind of come up with a way, you know, maybe we don't do these windows. We do these windows instead. You know, that saves 5,000. And then, you know, finally, at the same time, we're finalizing the selections, you know, paint colors so that we can arrive at a guaranteed price. So at the end of the design process, we give the client a guaranteed price that we hope to, in turn, sign a construction agreement that we actually do the work for them.
Wow. So there's a lot of work that goes in the process before they even sign a construction agreement.
Definitely a lot of work. And that's, you know, in order to get to the guaranteed price, there's just a lot of X's and O's, a lot of vendors, a lot of people that are involved to make those decisions, cabinet drawings, selections, you know, down to the door hardware. And definitely a lot of details that go into it.
Stephanie, I would always be over budget.
Yeah, I think most people probably are. So, you know, selections today, there's so many choices. I think it's often overwhelming. How do you help people decide, you know, what type of flooring to use or what type of windows to use or where should they get their lighting? How does that work? Do you guide them through that?
Well, thankfully, I have an interior designer on staff that stays on top of all that stuff. So I don't have to stay on top of myself. But, you know, from going to the different trade shows, like you mentioned, we met up in D.C. You know, we'll go to the trade show in Vegas for the NAHB and, you know, just see what the latest trends are. So I'm somewhat engaged, but there's just endless amounts of information out there with Instagram and Pinterest and Houzz, and dialing that in with the client through looking at there. A lot of times we'll tell the client, hey, send me your, instead of trying to explain to me what this window looks like, send me a picture of what you think. Send me, you know, go to the Barnes and Noble, sit down in the magazine section and pull out, look at the different magazines. You can sit there and look at them. And, you know, if you'd like page 24 and 26 of this magazine and 25 and 28 of the next magazine, buy those two magazines, give it to me and, you know, point to it and say, this is what I want it to look like. Because terminologies can really skew what you're going for. You know, I tell them, I don't care if you give me 25 different Pinterest pages to look at, you know, link us to them and tell us what you like about this photo, what you like about that photo. But at the same time, it's a very time consuming for the client to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
Well, tell us, who is your perfect customer? They come to you and they want what?
The perfect customer would be someone that wants to, that believes in our process, that likes to be engaged with the process. We're perfectly comfortable making all the selections for you, but you are going to, in the end, have to approve them.
Well, and you're going to live in the house with them, so it better be what you want.
Correct. And, you know, being involved with that, since there are so many different selections, so many different things to choose from, we really like our client to be engaged with that, with that process. And the thing I always tell clients is, you know, I don't want you to, even if it's a horrible idea, I'd rather tell you right. about it now as opposed to you know, a year down the road when you're having a party, you think about, hey, why didn't we do so-and-so? And, you know, if I thought about it and didn't tell you, you know, I would have that on my conscience.
I understand that. Hey, you also are, understand that you are chair of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association's Remodelers Council. So tell us about that work.
So the Remodelers Council, the incoming president, Vince, of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association asked me to revitalize the, or actually restart. It was shut down for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a Remodelers Council. So I took on the task. I told him I'd do it. I'm up for it. We restarted with a goal of 35 members. We started in January, and I think by March, we already had the 35-member
wow, that's wow. awesome.
Number. So, you know, it was a quick start, so there's definitely a need for mm-hmm. the Remodelers Council through the greater Atlanta area. We've had some awesome events, really excited about what we have in the future, and, you know, great organization. You know, the Home Builder Association is mm-hmm. top-notch.
Well, what does the Remodelers Council have planned for the rest of the year?
So we have, coming up very soon, at Moda Floors and Interiors, we have Jeff Lovejoy, who's a certified business coach. He's going to give us some pointers and some tips on what he sees in the remodeling and building industry as far as processes. And then we also are going to be giving away a free shower. So Guardian Glass and Chattahoochee Shower Doors have come together to give away a free glass shower enclosure, frameless glass shower enclosure, free install. The whole nine yards to one of our remodeler members.
I might need to go to that event. Used to be a member, though. I wonder if I join, am I eligible or do I have to be a builder?
I think the only problem is you have to be a builder.
Oh, that's gonna keep me from getting that. Okay.
But you can attend for a small
fee.
Attend the event, definitely. But, you know, the only caveat is the shower enclosure goes to one of the remodeling members.
All right. That's too bad for me, but good for them.
Maybe, yeah, I'll invite them on the show and see if we can work them that way.
Do you have any other events coming up, or is that's it?
And then the final event of the year is November 5th. We're kind of it's going to be a networking event, kind of ring in the new year, and it'll be in the evening. Have not nailed down the location, but it is November 5th in the evening. But in the next month, we should have the location nailed down, and you can go to greateratlantahomebuilders.com to reserve a spot.
It's hard to believe we're talking about November
already.
I don't know
imagine.
Where this year has gone. And of course, our big awards gala, the OBs, is October 26th, and lots of remodelers win awards there too. So hopefully we'll see everybody there.
Well, and on behalf of all of us, thank you for your work in revitalizing that council. That's impressive work, and as you said, sorely needed. So good stuff there. All right, Bradley, we're about out of time. So before I let you go, should anyone need to connect with you or learn more about everything happening at Hall Design Build, how do they find you?
Check us out on the web at halldesignbuild.com, or you can give us a call at 678-283-7530.
Bradley Hall, the president of Hall Design Build. Bradley, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Great to be here.
All right. That wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, but we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.